abruptly gets up and leaves at that point.
She's not 3 foot wide.
Well, if you were forced to tell a bunch of strangers, walk around town, or walk these people around town you don't even know for no real reason.
Still not polite.
Eh. Well, then you keep an eye on her.
No.
Alright.
As you guys are, of course, heading out of church, you guys will notice the you'll notice the sheriff, who Winston, who's, you know, kind of got, you know, a couple bandages and whatnot.
What happened?
I think I found a murderer. Or a burglar.
You think?
Yes. Oh! She escaped.
She?
Yes. The tiger.
The tiger?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I know it sounds like it's from a penny novel, but that's what she told me her name was.
Did you have anything to drink the night before?
Heavens no. I wish I did.
Not with her?
I told her she was under arrest and she ran from an officer of the law.
Like, well, that sounds scandalous.
Yes, so she was obviously up to something. Keep her eyes out, especially tonight. No, trust her.
Hey. Well, if she was going to murder someone, I assume she probably would have.
Ah, no. No, I did a head count this morning. I seem to have scared her off. But she'll be back.
Where does she move to another town?
That too is distressing, but I'm not responsible for those towns.
Shouldn't you give them some sort of warning?
I'm not responsible for those towns.
Send them a telegram?
They don't have... I send some letters out. We're the one with the telegram office.
Oh.
Just got it.
Oh. Well, good for you.
Postmaster Michelson's been very excited.
Huh. Is he... Did he buy it himself, or...?
Oh, well, no.
He...
Well, we're just the telegram office for the county.
I see. So he's the postmaster for the county, then?
Well, yes. He's the head postmaster. Mm-hmm. The junior postmaster, Marx, is very snooty.
But don't tell him you said anything.
No, yeah, what?
Oh.
Right.
Very interesting.
Hope you enjoy our town. I'll try and keep things civil.
Thank you. Good luck.
Certainly.
I know how hard being an officer of the law is.
Oh, do you? Do you?
Jacob McDonald, U.S. Marshal.
Matt from the United States.
If he hasn't heard from U.S. Marshal, that's something.
Well, good to say. Would you mind joining me tonight on the hunt for the tiger? That beast needs to be wrangled and put in a cage.
I'd be more than happy to assist you. I'll have a legitimate way to do a patrol tonight.
Should I make a cameo appearance anyway?
I'd say no, because that would get fairly awkward.
You would have to chase her in order to not effectively chase her. That'd actually be persuade checks.
I'm terrible at persuasion.
Because then you have to think of reasons why you're screwing up.
Oh, shit, I tripped. There was nothing there. I tripped over my own feet.
Yeah. Now that happens to me, but that's...
Yes, well...
How long have you been an officer of the law?
I think it was a couple months.
All right, so at this point, you guys have met everyone but the mayor, the deacon...
And the...
Postmastery people.
And, the postmaster.
The master of post.
Alright, well.
Well, I'll see you later tonight, sir.
Very well. This tiger probably won't rest on Sunday, heathen.
Breakfast is delicious.
By breakfast, you mean lunch.
No, I wake up, sit up for breakfast, then I'll probably go back down.
I will try and find the married couple in the hotel.
Yeah, okay, they're sitting there. They're a couple out of Liverpool.
I'll just kind of chat with them.
An interesting name.
See if
Liverpool? That's the town's name.
Yeah. I'll just kind of get a general feel for them.
Well, you know, John and Mary. Not terribly exciting. He is about 35, she's 18.
Normal.
Yeah. He's a trader, so he's more than interested to hear about your trading company, because that's competition.
What do you trade?
Well, we actually deal a lot in, wood. Carpentry. Lumber, timber.
What are you doing up here?
It's my honeymoon.
Oh. Well, I suppose that makes sense.
Yes.
Speaking about business, congratulations!
Well, thank you, thank you. And Mary's like...
Sorry, Adam. I seem to be taking up your time. I'll move on.
No, you're not bothering us. Honey, I'm tired. I need to go put my wife to bed. Who the hell are you? Why are you at my table? Why are you up here? It's my honeymoon. All right.
I'll eventually come around.
Come downstairs.
Bonjour.
You have a suspicious person.
Oh?
Tiger.
Tigers don't live here. Habitat?
Apparently, she broke some bones and such. No, actually, she wounded the sheriff a bit. He has some bandages and so on.
Oh, and broke his billy club too, as I heard.
Yes, and sending a letter to the other towns to warn him of the tiger.
She just shattered it into a million pieces.
But he was able to talk to her.
It was his fault? I'm sure. He must have just slipped and fell. This tiger just must have been too quick.
Fast like tiger.
Alright, so what are you guys going to try and do Sunday?
Do nothing. It's
nothing. Alright, so you guys spend the night.
I continue watching for people coming and going.
Yeah.
I will spend time with Jacques when he's not busy.
Just because they could be close doesn't mean that they only show up at night.
Okay, give me a perception check.
Because since he's at the hotel, this is where everyone becomes going.
give me a... bonjour, mademoiselle.
Are you tired?
Yes, I am. Someone's watching you. You think it's the deputy.
Just wave.
Look around.
Well, I mean...
Does he?
Basically, when you're out... kind of watching around, you notice that he's watching you. Not looking around, watching you. And anyone else who's with you.
Okay.
I'd probably be speaking with the boy, Jacques. No.
Yes, Jacques. That's who she's talking to.
Oh, okay. And the other one. The
father?
Guy, yes.
Oh, yeah!
I'll speak...
You do think... Right.
I'll speak in French with them.
Ha ha! Good. It's been a long time since I've got to use French.
I figured as much, so I thought I would.
His accent's
good. No.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're enjoying the stay. Boy! Get over here! Pardon me. Yes, Papa. Is lunch ready? I've already served. Go get me a sandwich. Yes, Papa.
I'll think of that. The boy's going to die of a heart attack at an early age.
It's good. Your boy is so hardworking.
Ah, yes, I had to train him. Used to be very unruly.
Well, you seem to have gotten that well out of him.
Oh, yes. Taught him to respect authority.
Very, very good, yes. Very good show.
I'll wait here for him.
Has there been anyone recently that's been odd?
Oh, have you heard of Le Tigre?
yes, I believe I did hear about that. She shattered the constable's billy club or some such.
Who broke his arm, toppled them over the chair. You're just exaggerating my story.
I believe Le Tigre is the vile murderer.
It's coming out of the tiger who killed the sheriff.
I died?
Yes, you died.
I'm going to hide in a ditch.
According to witnesses, she was fast enough to have gotten to all the locations.
She must be some sort of
super cheetah human. Instead of a tiger.
Maybe her and her cubs are some sort of cult.
Ooh, yes,
they have cubs.
That is clever.
That's called the Rippers. They dedicate themselves to killing America.
I suppose I would consider you guys family at this point.
That's very interesting. There's much cult activity in London. Our trading company also dabbles in protecting the area from certain things.
Oh, fascinating.
Just, helping the law enforcement.
Ah, interesting. Then maybe you could offer your services to Winston. He certainly needs some help.
Oh, is that the constable?
Yes. I'm sure he could go talk to Mayor Stockwell and he would be willing to hear you.
One of our members is a marshal from the United States.
Oh, oui, you must be with McDonald.
Yes, Mr. McDonald, yes.
Yes, I've seen him around.
It's hard to miss him.
Yes, hard to miss.
Big friggin' Americans.
Where is this dust and this tumbleweed?
I believe he's already assisting the local watch. They won't. I don't think we'll need to do much more.
Well, I'm sure I can keep an eye on your women to make sure they're safe.
Yes.
You married to each of them?
No.
Is McDonald?
No.
Are they married at all?
No.
So they are free.
They are free, yes.
Does that matter?
They're entirely free game for you. Although I would go for the Indian girl. She's got a pretty penny behind her.
Ah, yes, well, she may be rich, but the Orientals, they can bend.
I was not aware of this, but okay.
I don't have nothing to worry about. I got knives.
That's true. And guns, and butter, and...
As they're sitting here talking in French, you're sitting there kind of minding your own business, and he kind of looks over and goes, ha ha. Ha ha. And then goes back to talking.
Did I miss something? Oh, no, we're just talking.
Alright.
That's what people do.
So I'll ask him to tell me if anything strange happened.
Of course. Of course. Alright, well, that night, I do need you guys to give me perception checks.
Wait, I'm trying to sleep.
Is that if we're patrolling or just in general?
The two people actually at the inn.
Seven.
Well, that's probably me. I'm like...
Two people at the inn?
One of them is actually out legitimately.
Uh-huh.
So you guys are going to have to reorganize your watches.
Oh, okay.
He's at a woman, so...
Yeah.
Well, I figure it'd be me and Jessica.
Very well.
I guess then.
Well, I was...
I'll wait before I go out again.
I'll probably stay at the place.
Okay, so you, all three of you are staying, and he's out on first watch with the sheriff. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah.
I sleep the entire night then.
I mean...
Okay.
Well, I'll be up and about for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I think that's fine. I'll stay here. Okay. The constable and the...
Actually, he's going to switch shifts with Owen, so you're actually going to be there. You're going to be part of the morning patrol.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, deputy's looking at me. He remembers this. And he thinks that they're suspicious. Or he's a cultist and he thinks that we're hunters. One or the other.
Well, he thinks that we're suspicious.
I said it the first time.
No, I'm saying he's a cult, or he's a cultist, and he thinks we're suspicious.
They all could work.
Yes. Or he's a constable, and he thinks we're on to him.
Well, how late does this place stay open, business-wise?
It actually closes fairly early, unless they have obvious business.
People showed up in the rooms.
We got 12. All right.
Yeah, thinking about it, I probably would stay here because the constable caught us already and said, you know, stay in. So I was like, okay. Now that we had official word, stay in.
Washroom. Closet.
Well, what time of night is it?
It's actually at midnight. Midnight is when this happens.
Is this when my watch starts, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not in the building right now?
No, you're getting ready to leave.
Okay.
And then, 1, 2, 3. Basically, you guys got rooms that were right next to each other.
How nice of them.
Tiny beds. They're as big as the doors.
Yeah, well, remember, you asked for two, basically, singles per room.
Yeah.
It's two and a half feet.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
But length, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
The size of the door. It's like 4 feet long.
They like
you people. Will fit in it, but...
Alright. Let's see. She's sleeping the whole night. Huh. Ivan is... Are you awake? You know, you're probably asleep at midnight.
It's early enough.
Yeah, it's not.
I was about to say...
Alright, well, I need everyone to give me perception checks.
If we're all
is
sleeping...
Is it the same one I just rolled?
Yes, it is.
Then that's 7.
Okay, 7.
No, my question, are we all sleeping? Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Because it is midnight. He's getting up.
Okay.
And then he's going to be getting out here. He's going to be getting up in about another couple hours.
Yeah. Before we say anything, I need to write an email for class. I just realized that.
So. Okay. Well.
Okay. Well, I did want to be awake for the first shift. So am I asleep or am I still awake?
No, you'd be awake if you're awake for the first shift.
Okay.
But you're going to be dead tired.
Well, yeah. I figured I'd be wanting to go to sleep.
So
what
did you get on notice?
Then I haven't rolled. I got 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do I take anything away from being asleep?
2.
So 3.
So you got a 5 and we're waiting on Alec.
Notice check?
Yes.
4.
Alright. Oh, it makes sense, the two people closest to the door. Ivan, you're actually kind of woken up from your sleep. Because you're kind of a light sleeper, you're used to it, you're a thief, you're a criminal. You can hear some moving around downstairs.
Yeah, somehow Tony's able to get my bag. Tony's creepy.
Tony's a stalker. Both of you guys hear someone downstairs, moving around. Two someones. Maybe 3.
You're still up? Mm-hmm. There's someone downstairs. You go check that out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
I roll over.
I'll throw on my night coat, whatever mm-hmm. it's called.
Petticoat?
Yeah, whatever.
No, petticoat's something else.
Mm-hmm. Her nightgown.
I holster my pistol,
mm-hmm.
make sure my knife's still in my boot, and I'll walk outside the hallway.
You guys get up just in time for...
It's not you.
To oh. turn the corner.
Why am I on this end? You get in front of me!
You guys basically pop around the corner. You guys see some guys with bags over their heads, hay shoved down their sleeves. These guys look like... scarecrows. And they're looking at you guys.
Well, can we really tell?
Yeah, they've got eyes and
whatnot. Oh, okay.
Going on there. And they begin kind of shuffling towards you.
What's going on back?
Damn it!
You return!
Huh?
You want to make up! I think your suspicions were correct in the beginning.
Which suspicion was that?
Pumpkin Jet.
Vampire.
No.
Shit.
Jessica, you react first as you go, I'm not going to ask for a fear check because you guys have already seen this. Now, there are, you know, eventually other... There are other types of scarecrows who I will call for a fear check, but you guys have seen bagheads before.
Okay, well, I don't have my gun on me. I only have my dagger. So...
Oh, come on. Why is the internet not working?
It's working just fine on this computer.
Which way do the doors open? Out?
Inward.
Inward.
And into the room.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going. Outward, I can use as a shield!
I'll just try rebooting my computer really fast. That's tight.
Damn it! Later! Shit, there's an army out here!
There's a mob of peasants with pitchforks!
That'd be funny if you played that right now. They can't fit!
Well, my Joker's kind of wasted. I draw my weapon.
Do anything else?
You can shoot at a minus two.
I don't have my gun on me. That's what I said earlier.
No.
Let's see. One, two, three. You could throw it.
Ha! Shit.
You dropped it? No.
That was your knife loaded. Ryan, you now get another notice check at even.
Five.
It's an action to wake up, so you wake up this turn. And you kind of stand up, and all you hear is, "You were right, you!"
What?
Help!
Wipe the drool off my face.
Ivan.
I probably will say, "Help!"
I get up.
Okay, that's two movement points.
And anything else I do is minus two, right?
No. He had to wake up. You were already awake.
You just rolled over.
I tried to actually...
Deflection?
Quickness.
Success.
With raise, that means I redraw anything less than an 8, I think.
Quickness! Yes.
And I draw my knives.
Okay.
Because there's no source of fire around, right?
No.
Here's my lantern, but it's not lit. And I really don't want to use it.
My laptop's being annoying.
Alright. There, turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. First, he's going to attempt to basically just punch you. Hold on.
You have minuses, right? Because he's punching?
No.
Unarmed?
He has a slam. Okay. It's not unarmed. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me pause this really fast. Okay, there we go.
Now that I've finally got the stupid stats. Okay, my fighting's a D8. He's just going to straight up punch you.
Smack me in the face. I am unarmed!
Two. Can't move anywhere else.
Creepy, help!
Alright, Alec. You can move back to Tyler's computer now.
Well, I can't really do much else right now.
You can hold until I go, then we can swap places.
Okay, I draw my knife and, well.
That's an action. So you draw your knife.
I draw my knife, I will hold my movement action.
You don't get to hold movement actions.
And you draw your knife.
When you take an action, you can't technically hold any other part of your turn.
You can move forward and I just go behind you.
Okay. I draw my knife and move right behind Jessica.
Moving is a free action. Is your actions the same as your actions?
Yeah. Alright. Let's see. Next round. No. Yes. 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 Well, everyone got face cards but me. I feel left out. Ryan.
Grab my sword cane. Hop over the bed. And out there, oh my goodness, what's going on?
Jessica.
I make one of the zombie, or one of the scarecrows turn turncoat.
No, not on these guys.
Well, I will attempt to at least shake the guy in front of me before I move.
Mm-hmm. So otherwise I'll get my attack of opportunity. D4. Oh,
nice.
4. 8.
Nice.
12. Nice. 16. Nice. 18. I think that's a hit with a rate. Sure. Just thinking.
Okay.
You've got a lot of frustration to let out.
Stop it!
Maybe I just don't like scarecrows.
The last one was not that great.
Yes. And the ghost also said he'd be...
By the way, these guys do actually have scythes with them as well.
It's just kind of hard to use them in this area.
Well, no, he was just going to walk up and go, BAM!
But by the way, they're not talking... Are you talking the...
Mm-hmm.
Those, not the smaller kind
no.
of hooked size?
Sickle.
That's a sickle. Those are
sickle. Yeah. 7.
Did you shake him?
That doesn't need to shake him. His toughness is 7.
Yay! And then I move behind him. Because there's this gap right here. We just have really big bases.
Yes, you do. I hope I get in a melee range.
I already do. Right there.
Your turn, Ivan.
You can technically free five.
Please don't move in front of me, Ivan.
Will I still be able to strike this guy?
Yes, I'd put a -1 on you, though.
Could you take that spot?
That
would give me a -3.
And no, you don't get gang up from Jessica stabbing it earlier.
That was me. I aim for the neck, however.
It's just, I'm the tank. I'm supposed to be the one in the front. You're squishy.
That's a 5.
How squishy your face?
Does a 5 hit?
No.
Okay.
What?
And then this is the -2.
All of them are -2.
Okay.
This all attacks that round is -2. So that's 7.
3. Yeah, the 7 hits.
Okay. Roll that out before I go into
the
next round.
So, how's class today, Steven? Not too bad.
Got 7.
7? We'll just shake him.
So, it's a wound.
Doesn't affect him.
Okay.
He does not take wounds from being shaken twice.
Second round.
Construct.
Well, second round.
Oh, I think I had duct tape. I'm like, what are you doing?
that will just hit.
These. For $10. I got 50
nice.
Effing biscuits for $10.
Nice. Biscuits.
Pillsbury quality good stuff. Oh, they're delicious.
11 will hit with a raise, 9 will just hit.
So 3 hits, 1 with a raise.
Mm-hmm.
64.
Nothing.
Nope. Where's it? Here. 7.
Now they're shaking.
And D6.
Isn't that injure him?
No.
No.
6. They don't take any wounds from actually being shaken twice.
We've shaken him like 4 times now.
Okay. Well,
that's what Construct gives
and
you.
And that is my mini attacks.
Alec, you got a -1.
That's kind of why I wanted...
+1 for Ganga.
Okay.
So they cancel out, at least.
I attacked 6 times, but it only +1.
Five doesn't do anything.
5 will miss. Alright. Their turn. 6 will unshake.
Let me see how...
Open this door. The couple is in here.
So my question is, what is here?
Nothing.
And apparently they're midgets.
Only got your tiny people box?
Yeah. They're still asleep.
Oh, we have the...